This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SubhanAllah, Sheikh Umar asked me to lead, and I'm from Michigan, but I was like freezing in this weather. Allahu musta'an. I wasn't ready to lead the salah, but when he asked me to lead, I was thinking, Inna ladina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu. Ayah 30 of Surah Fussilat. This is a verse that every Muslim should reflect on frequently. The ayah of istiqamah, if you will. And this ayah is tied to so many other things we really don't have the time for. Otherwise, really, we will be here for an hour. But just in short, I want to share one quick thing about this verse. I think it's verse 30 of Surah Fussilat, translated as, those who say, my Lord is Allah. Inna ladina qalu rabbuna Allah. Meaning the Muslims, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they die upon it. They die upon it. You're going to get some good news. There's a promise. But right before that, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you? It's tied to the istiqamah, the act of steadfastness. And what's beautiful about the good news that's coming in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both of these verses that you heard in the beginning of both rak'ahs is that it's tied to a larger theme and a framework in the Qur'an. I was, subhanAllah, working on a paper for Yaqeen Institute. And it was about the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically that are considered prophecies, information about the future that no human being can possibly know. And one of the things I started noticing as I was doing research is when you bring about all of these different promises, you realize there are many types and they affect your everyday life. The Sahaba witnessed a number of things happening at that time. So I'll give you an example. Some people when they watch sports, I'm not talking about anyone who's here, but some people when they watch sports, they go to an extreme. Like their team winning is like a victory upon victories for them. It's sports, alhamdulillah, could be mubah for some people, haram for others. But in that case of so-called victory, there's something really interesting that happens internally to us. The Sahaba witnessed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala foretold this, the Sahaba witnessed what happened first in terms of the Battle of Badr, and they also witnessed the rebounding of an empire that had just surrendered. They were willing to become a client state to the Persians, and this is the Roman Byzantines. And as is reported, Tirmidhi, one of the companions reported, on the day the news reached them that the Roman Empire had come back, they heard the news from Mecca, first of all. The revelation of Ghulibat al-Rum, the Romans, was in Mecca. Less than 9 years later, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stated, had told them, less than 9 years later, as they were in Medina, near 624 approximately, they received news, and one of the companions said, وَأَسْلَمَ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ نَاسٌ كَثِيرٌ. On that day, a lot of people became Muslim. Why? Because they witnessed, amongst other things, the promise of Allah came true. And I want you to imagine if you were a Muslim back then, and you're being mocked in Mecca. This is the early phase of Islam. You're being mocked because the Romans who had just been defeated in numerous battles, from 602 to 628, defeated in so many different ways, they were willing to surrender. Some historians, non-Muslim historians, who specialize in Roman Byzantine history, said it was on basically on the verge of collapse to the extent that they surrendered. Heracles surrendered. And yet, there was a rebound. No human being could have predicted this. So this is one example of a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that took place in the lives of the companions, and it reinforced their faith. Their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their iman increased. And they also rejoiced, not just because the promise came true. This was a sign of the veracity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another clear, amongst many other proofs, that the Qur'an is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot doubt this anymore. So if anyone had ever wondered or doubted amongst the people who were watching the Muslim community grow, they could not doubt anymore. But then you look at the rest of the promises in the Qur'an, and you find just as that promise came true, every other promise of Allah will come true. The promise in that particular surah, Surah Ar-Rum, the promises were linked to the Akhirah. Beginning of the surah is about the Roman Byzantine Empire. They saw this with their own eyes. They witnessed this amongst many other miracles. And then they are reminded for the rest of the surah, as this promise came true and you witnessed it as one of many signs of Allah, so too is the promise of an afterlife. So too is the promise of meeting Allah. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nasu inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. The promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرُّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not let this world deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرُّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Do not let the chief deceiver, the devil, deceive you as well. Meaning to distract you, to make you doubt, to make you wonder about what happens when you die. And then finally, coming back to the first verse that I started with, the ayah that was recited at the beginning is a verse that every Muslim needs to reflect on because it comes with a boost of motivation and faith, steadfastness, resilience, coping with hardship, the ability to look ahead. that Allah is promising you. And this is a beautiful, beautiful glad tiding. If you hold on to your faith and you die upon Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all consistency upon Islam and the ability to die upon Iman. Allahumma ameen. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the angels will come to you, the angels of mercy. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Have no fear, nor sadness. There's no sadness or fear for the one who dies in a good state. We grieve, we feel sad, we may feel fear at times and discomfort thinking about what there is after death, but those who die in a good state are promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There's no sadness for them. And then they're given the glad tidings of Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. The promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are many. In fact, they are so many, inshallah ta'ala. I was not planning to do this, but I'll plug it in. Next month, I will be coming back to Dallas, inshallah ta'ala, for Al-Maghrib Institute and Mass. Dallas will be hosting this, inshallah ta'ala. We will have a 3-hour program exploring the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, with some of the stories of the companions, what they experience, and the promises we all engage in or with or through every single day of our lives, such as the promise of making dua, du'uni astajib lakum. What I'll ask of you, just as an advice, and this is something I try to do as much as I can, is to read the Quran with a specific theme in mind that you're looking for tadabbur. So the next time you read Quran, inshallah ta'ala, right after this, inshallah ta'ala, before we get back to the game, next time you read, inshallah ta'ala, look for the promises of Allah. You'll find that they are so many that in a class of 100 people, I ask them just within 60 seconds, open up randomly the mushaf, read from anywhere, you will come across a promise of some form. So as you're reading the Quran, look for the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sure that you're taking in these promises and they're being internalized. You're not just reciting them so that you can act upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who believe in His promises. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. Allah never breaks His promises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to die upon Iman, to be source of guidance for others, to be resurrected in a good state, and to be given the glad tidings at the time of death as well. Allahumma ameen. Salli lahum ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.